You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with faith and family. Our mission is to share uplifting information that supports families in living more abundant lives. And I'm Reverend Dr. Carolyn Pettigrew, and this is radio the way it should be heard.
Hello. This is Reverend Dr. Carolyn Landers Pettigrew, and our faith and family guest today is Marcia Cook, a small business entrepreneur. Welcome to Faith and Family, Ms. Cook.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine on this rainy day, but grateful to be here. How about you?
The same, just sitting here enjoying the rain and the atmosphere.
Yes. Well, listen, Marcia, please tell us the name of your business and how to contact you.
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to be here today with you and your guests.
Oh, you're so welcome.
My name is Marcia Cook Mason. I am an independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay. I have a business name that's Marcia's Virtual Skincare Studio. I'm located here in Columbus, Ohio, and if you would like to reach me, you can reach me by phone, and that's the easiest way. It's 614-368-9256. You can also reach me by going to our Mary Kay website, which is MaryKay.com/MCOOKE and the number 2. And when you contact me, I can also give you further information from my digital business card.
Okay, wonderful, Marcia. Well, we're just glad to have you, and we're looking forward to our conversation because, as you know, abundant living is what God wants for all of us, and you are here to talk about how going into your business and all the things that you do as a small businesswoman can help us live more abundantly. But before we continue, I would like to share a quote from an article from Business News Daily. And it says something like this: entrepreneurship is at the core of the American dream. It's about blazing new trails, about believing in yourself, being inspired by faith, your mission, inspiring others to join you in the journey. It is also imagining new ways to solve problems, create value. So in light of that, Marcia, I'd like to ask you to explore your business history and your choice of Mary Kay. Why did you decide to be an entrepreneur and choose Mary Kay to do it?
Well, it's funny you asked me that. Prior to becoming a Mary Kay consultant, I had another business venture I was getting ready to go into. In my prior occupation or profession, you might as well say I was a professional registered nurse dealing with women and their healthcare needs. And I was going to start a business doing home health needs. And then I had an experience with a friend of mine from church. She was a Mary Kay consultant, and I tried the products, and I loved them. And I fell in love with what the company's philosophy was. And their philosophy is, number one, God-centered, and then family, and then career third, which many women don't have that option in the workforce today. So that's what really drew me to it. And I tried the product, and I loved it. And at the time, I was a single homeowner, had just had a home built some years prior to that. And I thought, extra money, I can just use this to do things for my house as well as travel. So I saw that as an option to do it, and flexibility, I could do it around my work hours as a nurse, and also while I was a nursing instructor, too.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So you began your small business at the same time that you were working as a registered nurse.
Right. I had two jobs at one time, if you really want to say. I worked 36 hours a week as a labor and delivery nurse, and then I worked, it was about 16 hours a week as an adjunct nursing instructor here in Columbus State, or here in Ohio.
Okay, wonderful. So what would you say then, thinking about all of that that you were involved in, what was your mission and or your vision for your business?
Well, my first vision was, number one, I realized I didn't want to work to retirement age. So I thought, you know what, you got to have another option. And then I thought, as a woman, we got to have another option for flexibility for plan B, because you never know when your employer may come in and say, okay, we're downsizing today, and your hours are going to be cut, or we're going to terminate your position. So I knew nursing was a pretty safe market to be in, but at the same time, I had to have a safety net in case something happened. Because the time I was an individual that was single, I had a house built, and you know what I'm thinking, if something would happen, what would I do? And I didn't want to lose my home and everything I had worked so hard for. So having that extra flexibility, that extra income was a game changer for me. And like I have always encouraged women that I have worked with on my team and women I come in contact with, even if they don't want to do Mary Kay, look into getting another plan B in case a rainy day comes along. And unfortunately, a lot of moms have seen this now with this COVID that's been going on for like the last 2 years.
That they need a backup. They need a stream of income that is separate from their main job.
Correct, correct.
And how is that working for people, do you find, just as a matter of curiosity?
Well, with Mary Kay, it has really blown up our business tremendously. Our online sales have gone crazy, like through the roof. We're doing different things with our customers, like we're doing more virtual classes and parties. We're doing things like Mary Kay Bingo online. We're doing like skincare parties online. We're doing makeover parties online. And, you know, it's just different types of clinics that we're running now. Instead of doing them in person, you can also do them online. And maybe if you're here in Ohio, you may be hosting a party that's all the way in California or the state of Washington.
So it's what do they call that, working from home? So you don't have to be there in person. You're just working offline, online. You're working at home online.
Right. And, you know, with the best thing about it is you don't have to pack up your car and travel. You're doing it from home in your office, wherever you may deem that. I mean, just don't think you have to have an office. Sometimes if you're doing one of these parties, you may be sitting at your dining room table, you know, doing your party in California from your dining room table.
Yeah.
And when it's done, you just pack up your supplies and you put them back away.
So you're working remotely. That was the word I was searching for.
Remotely.
And there's a great deal of that going on now, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's just kind of the natural way of things right now. And some businesses say they're never going to go back into a brick-and-mortar facility. I have a dear friend, and she's an electrical engineer. And she said that during this time for an electricity company that we know here in Columbus, and she said that during this time of COVID, their department has been working better. Their supervisors feel that they're working so much better remotely that their department, their particular department, is never going to return to a bricks and mortar building.
Wow.
They're going to work remotely for the foreseen future. And in a way, you're saying with your small business, with people with a family or other responsibilities, caregiving for a relative or a parent or whatever, they can do this small business of Mary Kay franchising, and they can work remotely and do all the things that you've named online. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, and it's so easy to do. Like, say, if you wanted to visit your family in Texas and you had a skincare class at 8 o'clock, you would just find somewhere to go, hold your appointment at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9, and then at 9 p.m. you're done with your appointment with your guest, and you can return to your vacation.
Isn't that amazing? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, when did you start your business? About how many years ago?
You know, 20 years ago.
Is that right? Congratulations.
Yeah. And like I said, the reason why I started first was I was going to do another business. And I sat down and looked at my other business. I was going to go around teaching CPR home and first aid courses. And I looked at the startup costs. I had my license and everything from the state of Ohio. And I weighed the options of how much it was going to cost. My startup fee for my other business was going to be like $10,000. I said, do I really want to spend that much money? And my Mary Kay investment to sign up was $100.
I see.
So you say $100 to $10,000. That's kind of a no-brainer. And with Mary Kay, there's so many different options that people sometimes don't think about. You can actually have what we call inventory on hand, which is products such as, like, if you say, hey, Marsha, this is my order. I need this, this, and this. Okay, I can fill the order from my inventory, or I can have it just delivered to you by the company in the mail. So, you know, you can have product on hand, or you can just have it delivered from the company. It just all depends on what your personal preference is. And then you can
control the amount of overhead that you have, can't you?
Correct.
It's based on your own individual budget. That's wonderful and convenient, too. So the next thing I was going to ask you about was the advantages to your participating in this small business called Mary Kay. But that's one of the advantages you just noted. What are others?
Oh, flexibility. And when I mean flexibility, I mean because you can gauge it around your work schedule. If you're working outside the home, which most women are, or if you're working in the home, that's still working, so you can gauge it around that.
That's right.
You know, if you're caring for a family member, you can just gauge it around that. And just you can just say, hey, this week maybe I want to work 2 hours a week, and maybe next week you may want to work four, so you just base it on what your needs are.
That is wonderful. So that's quite an incentive also, isn't it? And you still can make money.
Right, and which is a great thing to do because my business has bloomed in the last year or more because of that change and challenge, and it's really a nice thing because you can sit down and maybe you can say, I think I'll work on Saturday for 4 hours. Well, in those 4 hours, if you're just, say, like you're doing four parties, and a party is like three or more guests at an event, and say if you do four of those, well, you've seen, 12 guests in, 4 hours, and you haven't traveled from your home to location A, to location B, location C, location D. You know what I mean? So travel.
I do. So it really, you can make money without investment in expenses to make your money.
Right,
you can control your expenses, such as your mileage, even your wardrobe. You know, that is fascinating. That I can see why. Do you know offhand how many Mary Kay consultants there are?
Well, there are more than 4 million of us internationally. Mary Kay's in now over 40 countries. We just celebrated our 58th birthday on Monday, September the 13th. That's when Mary Kay Ash started her business originally in Dallas, Texas in 1963. And the business history behind why she started was quite interesting. At the time, she had just lost her husband. Like, I think it was a month before she was supposed to start her business, you know, September the 13th. So at that time, people thought, oh, she's still going to do it. You know, she's a single woman. It's in the 60s. So her son, who was in college, says, Mom, I'll step up and I'll be like your, you know, male advisor, since you have this already planned, and she went ahead, even though she had just lost her husband and started her business. And the reason why she wanted to start this business for women was she saw the need for women to have more flexibility in 1960s while being stay-at-home moms or working outside the house moms like she was at that time to take care and provide for her family. So now that one move has affected, what, over 4 million women. So you just think how many women times 4 million lives have been impacted by that.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's a wonderful story in courage and risk, also managing risk. You've talked about Mary Kay's story and your own story. And if someone were listening and they're in a similar situation as you two, and they want to make some extra money, or they actually want to grow a business as you have into a large full-time small business, what are some of the strengths that you think a person would need in order to go into a small business?
Faith.
Yes.
I think you need to be flexible. You need to have determination, but at the same time, give yourself grace. Because sometimes, you know, I may sit down what I like to do and make a calendar for what I'm going to do for this week. You know, and sometimes life happens, and if something happens to detour you, don't be so hard on yourself. Just say, okay, that happened, get back on course, and start over again. It's just like with any business. It's like being a student. You're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, but still have grace on yourself and love yourself and enjoy the journey.
That's important, isn't it? Grace,
yes.
And being kind to yourself. We're so kind to other people, but we need to be kind to ourselves also, take care of ourselves also. And what ways do you take care of yourself? What are the ways that you take care of yourself?
You know what? It's been a journey for me. And for me now, I'm focusing more on my spiritual growth more. So for me, that means I like to have my meditation time with reading my word, listening to my word, and just, you know, listen to my worship. I like to do that. I need to do that daily. And then another thing, like you were saying, learning to be kind to yourself. For me, I neglected myself and my health. So it's like, you know what? Every day now, 5 days a week, you know, it's like, got to go to the gym and do what's healthy for me physically. And when you do things for yourself, you learn not to feel guilty. And I think whenever you're a woman, whether you're married or single or kids and no kids or work, whatever, in the back of your mind, you always feel a little bit of guilt if you take time for yourself. I don't know if that's just something that's just innate in us or what, but you feel guilty. It's like, I should be maybe doing this, the laundry, whatever. But no, my advice to women is always take time for yourself. And I tell people that all the time. If it's nothing but 30 minutes and you're going walking and you're listening to your favorite music, take time for yourself every day.
I think that's very important advice. I know when I was a young homemaker at home raising my children, and no, I wasn't working outside the home, but I was certainly in the home giving a great deal. And I can remember mentors in parenting and all saying, you can't give from an empty pot. If you give it all out, if you're always constantly taking care of everybody else's needs, and you never take time to sit down and, like you say, take time for worship, for meditation, for gratitude, take time for walking, soaking in a hot bath or a great shower, or whatever it is that makes you feel refreshed and re-energized, and certainly faith, as you say, is at the core of that, then eventually you're so tired that you're really not any good for yourself, and you certainly aren't any good for the loved ones that you're taking care of. So I think that is wonderful advice for all women and men, too. I think it's wonderful advice.
So you've told us some wonderful things, and I was going to ask you about how your faith inspires you, but you've sort of answered that, and I like the fact that that is a key cornerstone of taking care of yourself so that in a business like Mary Kay and in your own personal life, you can do a great job of taking care of others and helping them to live more abundantly. I think that's mm-hmm. wonderful. Now, what kinds of solutions to challenges or benefits does a user of Mary Kay experience?
Well, if she's just starting her Mary Kay regime, if it's mostly Mary Kay has, we have over 200 different products. And it's not just for women. We do have products for men.
I saw that. I was glad mm-hmm. to see that in your catalog.
Right. And we have like 5 different skincare regimes for women. And it's based on what your needs are. Because, you know, we like to stress skincare from like the preteen to our teenagers. We have our Clearproof line, which is for the teen that may be prone with acne or young adult that may be prone with acne. Then we have our time-wise system for the people in their 20s to 30s who are just thinking about, maybe I better give a little attention to my skin and make myself feel good and take care of myself. And then we have our time-wise repair line, which is more centered toward those who are like 40 and up and those who may have done a little bit damage to their skin, to the skin by sun worshiping when they were earlier. And then we have our men's skincare line. So with that arena, I think when you take good care of your skin, because that's the first thing somebody's going to see, maybe not your whole face now because we have to wear masks, but, you know, if you know your skin feels good and it's glowing, that's going to make you feel good from the inside out. And you know what they say, the first impression somebody looks at you, what is it, in nine seconds or so, they're already sized you up like, what is she like? Does she take care of herself? And as long as you're taking care of yourself and presenting a positive image, that says a whole lot about your confidence inside out.
It does. It really does. And
I
think it builds trust, too, because I think when people see you and they see you have taken care of yourself, then they are more willing to trust the advice that you're giving and the products that you're selling to help them to take better care of themselves, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I tell people. I said the main thing you need to learn about is your skincare. I say that's your first line of defense. I go back to my nursing roots, and it's like I tell people, if your skin's not healthy, then everything else in your body is going to weigh in on that because you're going to have yourself broken down to making yourself more, you know, vulnerable to illnesses and things.
That's important. You were telling me over the phone when we were preparing for this interview how important hydration is. Can you say mm-hmm. a little more about that? That's a challenge I have.
Oh, you do you?
I do. Well, drinking enough water.
Hydration is very, very critical for us. You know, not just for your skin to be glowing and healthy, but it's good because your body, whether we know or not, is 70% water. So that means, you know, if we don't get enough water in our system, you know, your skin can look, you know how some people's skin look like it's dry and amazing,
yes.
Patchy, and maybe all it needs, or it looks kind of like that alligator skin.
Yes.
It's because they need water, and your body craves water because if it's made of 70%, it needs that to be replaced. So you need to drink at least 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, and if you don't want to just take a cup of water, then just get yourself 3 of those 16-ounce bottles of water, and you knocked it out for the day.
Oh, wow. That's a good tip. You say 3 16-ounce of water.
Will be your bottle of water allotment for the day. And you know what you can also do that's good for your skin? Eat fruits and vegetables that are high in water content, like watermelon, cantaloupe, spinach, things that have a high water content is good too.
That's wonderful. That's
mm-hmm.
that's a
mm-hmm.
very good tip, and I'm going to try that. That's very important. You know, this is what I was going to ask you about, 3 or 4 specific tips on fall skincare. And the first
one would be hydrate, right?
Correct. Hydrate would be the best thing you can do for your skin care and giving yourself a good skin care regimen. You know, no matter what skin care regimen you want to use, hydrate yourself and then cleanse your face morning and night with a cleanser and moisturizer that's going to complement whatever your skin type is.
And that's you help us to determine what our skin type is. What are the kinds of skin types?
Oh, there's several different ones. Like if I was meeting someone for the first time and like say if they were a new client I have had and I hadn't talked to him yet, I have them fill out a quick little survey online. It's maybe like 6 questions. And one thing I need to know is what is your skin type? And sometimes your skin type can be combination. And believe it or not, that is the most common. When I say combination, you know how some people may say, my face is kind of oily and part of it is dry and patchy. That's because that's the number one skin type. And also, as women, as you go through different periods of your life, health-wise, it can change. Medication can change your skin type. You know, if you're having a baby and you're in childbirth age group, that can affect it. But there's the combination, there's oily. There's some people, like you see the teens, who may have acne issues. And then there may be people who may just have dry skin. And it just means people who have sun-damaged skin. So sometimes you can have just a combination of all of the above or just one of the above. It just varies. And as seasons change, so can your skin type needs can change also. Like
so,
in the summer,
for example,
it may be
what
more
might
oily.
Happen to one's skin in the fall?
You know, we're going in the fall and winter, sometimes you may notice your skin may get a little bit more drier. And it may be more drier in the winter, so that means more hydration. So you may need to look into products that's going to help replace that extra hydration your skin is missing, such as a moisture-intensifying moisturizer you will apply.
Is it true that you should wear a sunscreen all year round?
Yes.
Now, why
is that?
And that
has been proved. Because, you know, even if you are a person of color, a lot of times you think, oh, you know, I have color, so I'm not going to be prone to damage from the skin. Wrong answer. All of us can be affected by that because the sun rays, you know, with all the ozone changes and, you know, what's going on up there, the rays are getting more stronger, more harsher. And you may not realize it if you're not going to a dermatologist to be evaluated, but they can be doing critical damage to our skin. And that's why if you wear the sunscreen in your moisturizer or with Mary Kay, we have sunscreen built in our foundations. That's going to help do a deflection with how much sun damage you may get also.
So all of your foundations include sunscreen, so you don't have to wear an additional sunscreen?
No. With our moisturizer, you can get it with or without sunscreen because some people may be allergic to sunscreen. So that's why, you know, you always ask people, are you allergic to sunscreen? Because if they say yes, then you can give them a day moisturizer without the sunscreen. And if they're not, then you can say, this is what you may want to look into to protect your skin.
I see. Well, that's very important to know because people sometimes think because it's cloudy or overcast, then you don't need to worry about sunscreen, but you're saying that you do.
And one thing that you think about it, and I didn't think about it one day, you know, until I was driving, because you know how when you're driving, how the sun is just beaming right down on that side.
Yes.
And I just can't walk by. Why is the left side of my arm and my face darker? And it's like, oh, the sun is beaming down on that side.
Yes.
That's something
that we need to stay tuned in because of the issues of cancer and those kinds of issues and all. Our water, our sunscreen, and you're saying your moisturizers. Well, this is a good point for us, time for us to take a break. And so we'll be right back, listeners, after this short break.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTainmentRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Oil and gasoline prices are going through the roof.
Tell me about it. I can't afford to drive to the grocery store.
We've reached the tipping point, so I'm going to give you some tips that could save you hundreds of dollars a year on gas.
Tipping point? I've reached my clipping point. I feel like Ellen Scissorhands clipping all those coupons.
Tip number one, keep your tires properly inflated. You could save enough money to buy a gallon of orange juice every month.
Can do.
Tip number two, driving 60 instead of 70 on highways and not racing around town can buy you bacon and eggs every day.
Wow!
Tip number three, cut the idling, lower the AC, and ditch the junk in the trunk. That could buy you bread and butter, and maybe some grits.
You mean by driving smarter, I can eat breakfast free for a year? Wow!
For more wow tips for your pocketbook and the planet, go to the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can I substitute a prune Danish for the grits?
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun. 911, what is your emergency? Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Well, listeners, today's guest on Faith and Family is Marcia Cook. Miss Cook, please tell us your business name and your contact information again.
Sure, that's Marcia Cook. I am with Mary Kay. And my business number is 614-368-9256. You can also reach me by going to our Mary Kay website, which is marykay.com/MCOOKE and the number 2. But your best way to reach me is just drop me a line with the cell phone, my business number I just gave you, and I'll be right back in touch with you.
Wonderful, wonderful, because I know our listeners will want to contact you and find out more about your small business, how to get into it, but also to talk to you about products and skincare and gifts that they can get for other people. I know I love the hand cream treatment system, and so I got that for a friend who was ill and had surgery, and she's called me, and she said, I received something nice in the mail today, and she just loved her her skin treatment for her hands. You know, I was thinking, I saw the phrase on your card, what a complimentary makeover, and this is a good time to talk about that since we're talking about your contact information. What mm-hmm. does a complimentary makeover consist of?
Oh, that is a fun consultation that I love to do. What we do is we sit down and we talk about what your personal needs and concerns are regarding your skin care, and then we personalize your pampering to what your needs are. So like if you was more concerned with getting to know what skin care regime I need to do, we would sit down and go over what your needs were. Like if you had issues you want to correct, such as if you came to me and said, hey, Marcia, I noticed my skin is oily and I have outbreaks, what can I do? And then we would sit down and I would show you what we need to do and actually take you through a facial that you're actually going to do yourself. And the reason why we do it and have you do it at the time is so when you're at home in your own bathroom, you have gone through this step and you know how to do it and why you're doing it yourself.
That's wonderful. So now we talked about doing things online.
Yes.
If someone contacted you and they said, well, you know, with all of this COVID, I'm staying in my bubble. I'm not going to people's homes or having people who are mm-hmm. not in my bubble in my home.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do a complimentary facial online? How would you do that? Get the products to the person, and how would you do that?
We do that little quick survey, and then I actually send out a little pink package to you that would have your skincare and your moisturizers in there with you, the moisturizer for nighttime, and some other little goodies that's in there for you to try, maybe like a little satin hand sampler in there for you to try. And what I like to do is I like to participate with my guests too. So when I'm online doing that, say if we were on Zoom, we could do it by Zoom, or we could do it by, FaceTime, or if somebody just want to do it on, I have a personal private Facebook group where I can just schedule time and do it with you that way on Facebook, and I can actually go through it with you, where I'm actually doing the facial with you, so you're seeing me doing it, so you know how to do it too.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So actually, you would see me actually doing it with no makeup and everything on, so you'll know how to do it right and everything too.
That is wonderful. So you've adapted almost all your procedures to remote, and that's wonderful. That's important for people because, in addition, people have busy schedules, and so if they can do something like that remote, that's kind of fun. And you could probably do it with a family group. If I had my daughter, myself, and a cousin mm-hmm. or something, maybe we could come mm-hmm. on at the same time and could do our complimentary makeovers together. Is that possible?
That is possible. And the funny thing about it is you guys see me, but I don't see you doing yours. You see, I mean, like if it was Zoom, I can see you guys personally, but they can't see you.
I see.
You know what I mean?
But
and
still,
everybody can
fun.
See me.
That's really kind of a party for mm-hmm. you and socializing. We need a lot of that today in these times. We really do.
Yes,
you
we
know,
do. But
also,
you know what?
I noticed on your before I ask you that, this question as we move towards a closing. I did want to ask you about challenges that you may have had in your business, maybe one or two challenges that you've had in starting your small business, and how you overcame them, how you solved their problems.
How I solved the problem? You know, really, my challenges came during a time when I had lost my mom.
Okay.
And during
yes.
that time, it was a challenge for me because at that time, I was still working full time as a nurse, still teaching, and just lost my mom. Like I said, it was a sudden thing, and it was a challenge for me to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
So I told myself, look, you're gonna have to either take time off and get yourself together, or you're not gonna function in this role. And that's why I can say and tell women it is okay to say I can step back and take a break. And
that's
what I like with Mary Kay. You can step back and give yourself grace and still run your business at the same time.
I
stepped back for like a year, and then I also stepped back. Now, when I say step back, I still had my wonderful clients, but I was not actually going out pursuing new clients. You see what I'm saying?
I do. You were maintaining your business.
Right. And I did the same thing when I had to have my rotator cuff surgery, when I had to have three of those done in a 17-month period. Now, that's the time I really like, well, what am I going to do here? But it's like, you know what? God has me here for a reason. I have to sit in the house. I can't drive. You
sure.
know what I mean? It's like, I can't drive. I can't go anywhere. And I really don't want to feel like having my guests come over if I can't really be me. So I just gave myself grace once again. And then after that 17-month period, it's like, okay, pick it up and let's go again. And that is one wonderful thing about it. And that's why I always like to tell women, don't think just because you're starting this business that you got to just be doing it 24/7, because that is not realistic, period, I think sometimes.
Right.
To just put that kind of burden on yourself, because when you do that in anything, you're going to burn yourself out, whether it's going to school, whether it's work, whether starting your second gig, you got to give yourself time to live life, because you had life before you started your business too.
That's right. That's right. And it takes away, it'll crush the joy of the thing. And you want to keep the joy in it. And I like what you said in terms of loss, because that's a real thing. And a loss such as losing your mom or your child, that is major. And one has to respect the impact of grief on our bodies and our relationships, and we have to step back and take care of ourselves. And it gives us time also to remember, to cherish, to take care of ourselves, give self-love, and just simply grieve. And that's very important, because if you don't do that process, then you're going to carry the impact of it for the rest of your life, which can be physical, spiritual, mental, or anything. So I like the fact that you give yourself so much grace. You call it grace. It is grace, but it's self-love and self-caring, and I think that is such an important lesson for us to learn in our culture today.
Well, you know, and I think women, that's what I like with Mary Kay. Most of the women that I have ran into, they're really good about encouraging one another, empowering each other, and giving grace to one another.
That's right.
Like, we as women, I think, because we can be, excuse me, so catty sometimes, we don't like to encourage one another like we should. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But you can encourage one another, and we have to get out of that crab in a barrel mentality. You know, it's like, oh, she's doing more. Not everybody's race is different. Everybody's race
That's
is
right.
different in life. God has everything planned out for you, so you have to walk your race. That's what I say. You have to walk your race and enjoy the journey as you're going.
That's right.
If I had my plan, I would have done things a lot different. My status with my business would be a lot different. But I'm happy where I am, because I realize what he has planned for you is going to be there no matter what.
That's right. That's right. And I think that what you're also hitting upon is this misunderstanding about God and plenty. There is no such thing as scarcity in God's creation. There's plenty for everyone, but it's unique to each person. And that's what I think you're pointing out, that we don't need to be so highly competitive with one another, thinking I have to get it before she or he gets it, because there's not enough to go around. There is enough to go around.
Yes.
And that's really what you're saying. You're saying, I'm going to run my race, you run your race, and we're all going to get where we're supposed to be and have joy in it and celebration in it. Another thing, too, it makes me think of the scripture, bear ye one another's burdens. You know, you were talking about your journey and how you took a year off to just take care of yourself and miss your mom and do the initial grieving. You're never going to get over it, but you do the initial grieving so that things could get better, and you did that, but you had people who were walking with you, and the scriptures tell us, bear one another's burdens, celebrate when one celebrates, cry when one cries, rejoice when one rejoices, and that's really what you're talking about, and I think it's a wonderful faith-based way to live. It shows that you have a great foundation of trust, And I would say that's very essential to living abundantly through a small business and caring for others, wouldn't you say?
Yes, ma'am. And that's one reason why I really enjoy using my business as an entrepreneur with Mary Kay to bless other women. And it's really about empowering women to be the best that they can be for themselves.
Yes.
In your health, in your spiritual life, in your professional life, in your personal life, and how are you supposed to be? Because there's so much out there for us to get nowadays. And now with this COVID going on, we have got to really lift one another up and be there for one another and keep our faith, because no one knows where this virus is going to go, if it's going to go away. And if it doesn't go away, it's going to be here. But we're here for a reason.
That's right. That's, you've said a mouthful. That's very important, and that's a very much a blessing. This last question I want to ask you, if you'll answer it briefly, what is an advanced color consultant?
Oh, with Mary Kay.
On your website.
With Mary Kay, we have different classes that you can take, and that's one of the classes I took, and it's about color that coordinates with, like, your skin tone, your skin hue, your eye color, and things like that. So it's like knowing what colors you would recommend for someone who may have blue eyes with maybe an ivory skin tone, or maybe somebody who may have bronze skin. If you have brown eyes, I'm going to tell you, ladies, you can wear practically any color of eyeshadow.
Is that right?
But if you have blue and green, you know, and sometimes, you know, some people have gray, some different hues, so you just have to see. And I like to sit down and show the people on a chart, here's the colors that go with your eye color, and this is what you should, you know, lean more towards. So that's
and what does that do for one's face or presentation when they wear those colors that are sort of coded to their eye color?
It enhances your, it can enhance your skin tone and your facial features more.
Well, that sounds like fun. And that, there again, that is that something you can do remotely?
Yes.
It sounds fun. And this is based, rather than the old way, the former way of color matching, looking at tones under the skin like gold tones or pink tones, this is based on eye color.
And we also have a new, well, it's not new, it's been out, but I always like new. But it's out, like, if you come to my, when I give you a digital, my digital business card, they have a thing on there where we call the foundation finder. And you take a quiz, and you can actually see what your foundation level is based on what you have answered. And it's really neat.
That is neat. That's very personalized,
we
I
have,
say, using the wonderful digital age, right?
Right. We have something called our skin analyzer, which is on there. I have on my digital card. And you can actually go on there and actually get on there with no makeup and everything on. And you look in this mirror through the app, and it actually analyzes your skin and tell you, these are some of your areas that you have skin issue concerns with.
That is wonderful.
Phenomenal.
Well, you know, listeners, we've had a wonderful time talking with Marcia Cook about her small business venture, being an entrepreneur, and what an entrepreneur she is through her Mary Kay franchise. And just sounds like she gets so much joy from it. You do. And the joy that you give others in helping them to feel and look their very best, give them confidence and faith and grace, as you say, for themselves, it does truly help them to live more abundantly. And so I'd like to say that we've been talking with Marcia Cook, showing us how to live more abundantly through being a small business entrepreneur, owner of a Mary Kay franchise. Thank you, Marcia Cook, for being our guest today.
Have a great day, everyone, and be safe out there.
Thank you, listeners, for joining Faith and Family. And now we'll close with our poem for today. Summer Day by Bonnie J. Lyons. I was awakened very early on a special summer day. The sun was shining through the window in a special kind of way. I had so much to praise God for. His presence seemed serene. I knew that God had planned this day. It wasn't just a dream. I thanked him for his beauty, and I praised his holy name, because I knew that he had planned it in his own miraculous way. Yes, he sent the sun with all its splendor as he sent his love that day. So I realized how much he loved me and you in his very special way. And that's written by Bonnie J. Lyons, and it appears in Shadow of His Wings, printed by the Salesian Inspirational Books. And there's some scriptures that go along with this. He answered, I will make all my beauty pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce my name. Lord, I who show favor to whom I will, I who grant mercy to whom I will. And at this time, as we go through COVID, a second year, we are grateful for the favor that God shows us. And we're grateful to be here and to be blessed by God, to enjoy the beautiful earth and creation that God has given us. Another scripture from Samuel 22:50. Therefore will I proclaim you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praise to your name. That's a wonderful verse also, because times like these, we have an opportunity to live as proclamations of God's goodness and love and care. And surely our guest is doing that as she shares the abundant living through her small business for others to partake and to live joyously and with gratitude. And I just want to read one more poem because I think it is so wonderful. The Signature of God. The signature of God is found in no book. It's inscribed in the heavens, in meadows and brooks. Each season's a love note he sends from above, sent forth from the ark on the wings of a dove. Beyond every sunrise, we're enabled to see the power and glory of His majesty. From tall snow-capped mountains to the depths of the sea are unwritten chapters of eternity. God's creation endures, though kingdoms will fall, a constant reminder that He's Lord of all. And this is Clayton Harrison has written this, and the accompanying scripture is, Arise, Lord, in your power. We will sing and chant the praise of your might. Psalm 21:14. And we're very blessed to be able to enjoy the creation of God and to be aware of the signature of God in creation as we notice the leaves, the flowers, the seasons changing. We're just so grateful for the summer days. We're grateful for the signs in creation that are the signature of God's presence with us. And so thankful to be able to rely on God and to trust in God as we go about our businesses with daily confidence and trust that God is going to empower us and help us to empower others. So thank you so much, Faith and Family listeners, for being with us today. See you next time. Goodbye.
Start. It starts in the ocean, and when I starts my day, okay. Look slick, shower. After I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water, the water. Always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter.
Take her swimming, you gotta make these opposites back up like lobsters. Indigenous warriors, we warrior up for water. Catch California slipping? Never. Let's say imposters, you already know. Cali mountain tops with snow. The Sierras in the Rockies. Snowboarding in the winter, surfing in the summer, feeling so cocky. I'm riding. We'll hit you with the super soaker. Life's got ups and downs like a roller coaster.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.